Hi, everybody. Obviously, you haven't heard from me for a while, so I thought I would, it's, you know, time before all the drinks are flowing and whatever, that I decide to do my New Year audio boot. And firstly, I wanted to wish everybody a fantastic 2014. I hope whatever you wish for and whatever you're doing or your plans or whatever, that they all work out, and that 2014 is a fantastic year. I know 2013 wasn't good for quite a lot of people. So again, I hope that it's a lot better year for everybody. I don't know what people are planning tonight, but I, for one, will be staying in the warm with all the celebrations on the TV and the radio, music, drinks, etc., with my furry friends. So that's me for the New Year, New Year's Eve. I won't be, hopefully, getting that drunk, because I've got a lot to be doing now after this. So it's my last, it's sort of last day of rest, really, as I say, rest and relaxation or whatever. And then it's hopefully back to normal. But anyway, whatever you're all planning tonight, I hope you have a good time and you stay safe. That's the main thing. And don't get too wet if you're out in the rain and celebrating in London. I actually can't wait to see that on TV, because apparently it's meant to be really awesome. It's going to be sort of quite a few of the senses when they set the fireworks out. There's going to be touch, smell and all sorts. So whoever's going to be there on audio boo, Dolores, I'm sure Dolores will be there, or one of her audio boo friends, that they'll send us a boo and let us know what the scene was like tonight in Trafalgar Square. Because that takes me back. I feel really old, actually, because obviously I used to go to Trafalgar Square and stuff and go out a lot for New Year when I was really young. And I remember sort of at the last minute, me and friends searching around to go to the latest nightclub and whatever, and sort of spending, you know, the money to get in. And it was always like double to get in anywhere for New Year and drinks and everything. And, you know, when you'd sit down the next day, you'd sort of think, oh, I could have bought a couple of new dresses for that. But, you know, we didn't care, really. We'd always say, oh, we're not going to do it. We're not going to go do anything. And then at the sort of last minute, we'd be frantically trying to get into a club or something, or go down to Trafalgar Square and stuff like that. Not having a care in the world how we'd get home. But then obviously it was a lot, I think it was a lot safer then as well. So basically, you know, obviously we would get home all right. You'd have to wait hours. I remember when everything finished, it would be ages before you got home. But one of my best experiences I recall, actually, was when I went with a friend went down to Trafalgar Square. It was just a sort of on the hop, and went into a few pubs and stuff. And again, you're very lucky to get a seat. We were very lucky that we got given a couple of seats. And we had a really good time, and we then tried to get home, and we couldn't get home. And I don't know how we ended up at this nightclub, but we went to this nightclub, and we must have asked, because we couldn't get home, could we like come in for a minute? Oh, and it was a really famous nightclub as well. The one I think it was Stringfellows, actually. I'm sure it was Stringfellows. And me and my friend were invited in for nothing, and we were allowed to stay in the VIP area, and we were given free drinks. And how good is that? And I remember at first we were like, oh, you know, we want to go home and whatever, but obviously a couple of drinks flowed even more, and then, you know, we're up dancing, and I don't think we got home till about 7 or 8 o'clock that morning. I just remember that, when we could eventually get a taxi, but it was really, really lovely of the swing fellows to let us in and let us in free and let us in the VIP unit. I'll never forget that. It's really funny because when it comes to this time of year, you sort of almost like, you know, it's memory time and going back and whatever. And, you know, don't mean to be pessimistic, but, you know, hopefully, as I say, 2014 will be a lot better for a lot of people. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think as you get older, you get a bit more cynical. And at the end of the day, year after year after year, sometimes it's just, is it just another year? But I hope it isn't. I've got a lot of plans this year, so I hope they work out. And unfortunately, I don't think things will change a lot in the news and stuff and the media and stuff. But hopefully, you know, as many people as can will have the best year possible is all I can say. But I do prefer New Year. I mean, I don't know people on here who prefer New Year and who prefer Christmas. I've never really been a Christmas person. I'm not really keen on Christmas. I actually think Christmas is for kids. It's a lovely time if you've got children, and it's a lovely time for young kids as well. But as an adult, I just think it's a time when, you know, most adults, you know, eat, drink and be merry. And sometimes if they were families, the arguments flow and whatever. But yeah, Christmas, I just think Christmas is made such a big deal of. And it's a time when, you know, everybody suddenly wants to know you who hasn't spoken to you for the last year. And I just think I find that like a bit strange. I think that, you know, to me, Christmas should be a time to celebrate with people that have been kind to you the whole year round and to show your appreciation and things like that. But, you know, I don't often think it's that for many people. I think, you know, Christmas is just a time that they suddenly say, oh, you know, let's get someone a Christmas card that we haven't spoke to for about a year and, you know, whatever. I don't know. It's not, I'm sure lots of people won't agree with me, and that's fine as well, because we've all got our opinions. But the things I do like about Christmas is I do like it if we do get a bit of snow and it's snowing outside and you can see that and it's all picturesque. But and I do like, you know, like everybody else, the sparkly decorations and whatever. But I just think Christmas has lost a lot of its true meaning, really. And one of the things I would like to do maybe one Christmas, and I shall probably explore it for next year, is help out voluntarily at, I don't know, an old people's home or a shelter or something like that, or, you know, with somewhere with young kids or whatever that I could bring the dogs to, say hi to them and whatever on Christmas. So I'm going to sort of explore that for next year, because I would love to do that, and I think it would bring a lot, you know, some happiness to people that obviously their lives don't change just because it's Christmas Day. They're still homeless, they're still you know, they're still in unhappy relationships or whatever it is that they're going through, you know. So, you know, just but I do prefer New Year. I think more I prefer New Year because it's almost like it's a moving on, and you know, you have the opportunity. I'm not saying everybody can, again, because again, you've still got people that will be homeless after tomorrow, and their situation will be getting worse or whatever. But it's sort of almost a time when you can hopefully try and make a fresh start or make the best of the circumstances that you're in or whatever. So again, Not wanting to waffle on, I wish everybody on here a fantastic Christmas. I'm going mad. I haven't even had a drink yet. A fantastic 2014. And also to Audio Boo, especially as well, to all the people who run the channels on Audio Boo and who are responsible for getting Audio Boo to us. Thank you very much, because it's a brilliant platform. You take care, and hope to speak to people in the new year. And